Let's begin today, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Tuesday, the 29th of August, 2023. Trump's D.C. trial date set for March 4th, just one day before Super Tuesday. D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan has set March 4th, 2024 as the trial date for Trump's case over the aftermath of the 2020 election. This is the day before Super Tuesday, when 14 states, including California and Texas, head to the polls to determine the GOP nominee for president. This case, brought by special counsel Jack Smith, alleges that Trump engaged in conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. Trump has pled not guilty to all charges. Trump's trial in Manhattan, brought by Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, is set to start March 25th, 2024. March Madness, I guess you could say. Yes, we need We need some sort of March Madness bracket just to figure out what the hell's going on with Trump's innumerable legal issues since losing the election. Well, since having the election stolen from him in 2020. Meanwhile, from justthenews.com, National Archives acknowledges 5,400 Biden pseudonym emails, faces lawsuit for their release. The new lawsuit turns up the pressure on the archives to release the documents. The National Archives and Records Administration acknowledged possessing potentially up to 5,400 emails connected to then-Vice President Joe Biden's pseudonym accounts that he used to forward government information and discuss business with his son, Hunter Biden, and others. And on Monday, the Southeastern Legal Foundation filed a lawsuit to compel the agency to turn over the emails. The nonprofit Constitutional Legal Group that filed the lawsuit said the archives confirmed that Biden used pseudonyms of Robin Ware, Robert L. Peters, and J.R.B. Ware during his time in the Obama administration. The archives' admissions confirm years of reporting from Just the News about Biden's use of a personal email address as vice president and pseudonym accounts he used during his time there. The Legal Foundation renewed its initial request last year with the second FOIA request, but the archive has failed to produce a single one of these emails. Monday's lawsuit turns up the pressure on the archives to release the emails. So yes, 5,400 emails sent or received under his pseudonym that he used to circumvent federal law, which of course is just the cover-up for the actual crimes that I'm sure will be discovered. Meanwhile, so we have some LGBTQ plus news today. Wyoming sorority members forced to admit trans-identifying male as court rejects suit. A sorority at the University of Wyoming will be forced to accommodate a 6'2" trans-identified male after the federal district court rejected a suit brought by six of the female members. Women from Kappa Kappa Gamma sued the national leadership of their sorority after expressing discomfort with the presence of Artemis Langford. Artemis Langford. That sounds like a supervillain name, doesn't it? Despite hearing testimony from the women, some of whom stated Langford had watched them undress with an erection, Judge Alan Johnson dismissed the case. On August 25th, Johnson stated that redefining women to include males was Kappa Kappa Gamma's bedrock right as a private, voluntary organization and one this court may not invade. In his decision, Johnson wrote, "The University of Wyoming chapter voted to admit, and more broadly, a sorority of hundreds of thousands approved Langford. With its inquiry beginning and ending there, the court will not define woman today." The court, that's above the court's pay grade. Defining woman, having a definition of a biological reality? No, not in this courtroom. Just, again, completely insane. Maybe you'd have an argument if they had gone through some sort of castration surgery. They'd been on hormones since they were a little. This dude sitting there with an erection watching his sorority sisters change. He's like, "But I'm a woman." But trust me, I'm a woman. You have to trust me. The court says so. Again, we have more LGBT stories later. All of them equally disturbing, disruptive to a normal flow of life. Here's a story for you, folks. Chop down forests to save the planet? Maybe not as crazy as it sounds. Maybe. maybe just as crazy as it sounds. It's one of those, I would think. I think we all agree that sounds crazy. Let's see what they say. Bill Gates and other investors are betting Kodama Systems can reduce carbon dioxide in the air by chopping down and burying trees. Now, if only Uncle Sam would get on board with tax credits, too. Yeah, if only the government can take your tax money to fund this ridiculous boondoggle. Do I need to explain why cutting down trees doesn't lower carbon dioxide? Trees breathe carbon dioxide. Okay. All right. It's just wild. Loggers use machines known as skidders to grab tons of cut trees and debris and drag them out of the woods. Kodama's version is designed to do the job even at night with fewer workers, using satellite connectivity and advanced LIDAR, light detection and ranging cameras, the same type that are used on self-driving cars to monitor the work remotely. But logging in the dark isn't the most intriguing part of the plans at Kodama, which has raised $6.6 million in seed funding from Bill Gates, Breakthrough Energy, and others. After cutting down the trees, Jenkin plans to bury them to help slow climate change and reap soluble carbon offsets, and maybe someday tax credits too. Yes, the conventional idea is to plant trees to soak up carbon dioxide from the air and then sell credits to corporations, private jet owners, and others who need or want to offset their emissions. Just, okay, total Ponzi scheme nonsense, but fine. It at least makes somewhat of a bit of sense, since you are planting trees that actually take carbon dioxide out of the air and produce oxygen. So what do they say? But scientists say burying trees can produce can reduce global warming as well, particularly if those trees would otherwise end up burning or decaying, spewing their stored carbon into the air. Yeah, we'll get into some of the more ridiculous attempts being made to save the earth from itself. But somehow they all involve cutting down an immense amount of trees. They want to get off coal, so they chop down old growth forests in British Columbia, ship the trees across the Atlantic Ocean and burn them for fuel, and then call that carbon neutral. That's one tactic. In Scotland, they've burned or chopped down millions upon millions of trees. I think 12 million was the latest count, in order to build windmill farms. And now they're just burying or chopping down and burying trees for the sake of it. Seems a little bit weird. Seems a little odd. These people who tell us that carbon dioxide is a gas that will kill us all, and trees consume carbon dioxide and produce oxygen, and yet every one of their plans to save the earth involves chopping down trees by the tens of millions. So there's that. Finally, we have this. Man who brutally stabbed two children in Berlin schoolyard has had his case dropped and will see no jail time in Germany. Yeah, stab some kids. You get out of here, you rascal. You rapscallion. You don't need to go to jail.
Coffee has not been available at InfoWarsStore.com for 2 years because the price went up too high and the quality was starting to go down. I turned down so many other producers that wanted to partner with us. But when the folks at Minuteman came to me a year ago and I began to try their coffees, I was blown away. We finally have three great coffees that are the best they have to offer available to you right now. This is the best coffee I've ever tasted. It smells amazing, and it's some of the strongest coffee I've ever drank. Ladies and gentlemen, these three single source Colombian coffees are now available at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. Tastes great. It's the strong one. Really strong. But these are all close second and thirds. Medium Roast, Wake Up America. Woo! That's what my go-to. Dark Roast, Tip of the Spear, tastes the best and is amazing and is still very, very strong. Gives you that pep. They're all three available at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation. And each order gets a Pocket Constitution Citizen Rulebook.